Ted started squealing and whistling, and his friends burst out laughing. "That's enough, Ted," Mrs. Ortiz said. "Please sit out in the hall." Ted left, grumbling. Then she said, "We may see belugas tomorrow. They live up off the coast of Canada and Alaska, but they migrate. Belugas have often ventured into our bay, so it's not unreasonable to think that we might see them. Keep your fingers crossed." Then Nathan gave his report on the dwarf sperm whale. It's only about 9 feet long. The best part of Nathan's report was when he told about a dwarf sperm whale that got stranded on a beach in Florida last year. Volunteers and experts from an aquarium worked together to save it. As soon as Nathan finished, I shot my hand into the air. "I helped to save a beached whale," I said. "Can I go next?" I wanted to jump right into my story about last summer, but I knew I had to give my report first. "My report's about the humpback whale," I began. "The humpback got its name because it arches, or humps up, its back out of the water as it begins a deep dive. When a whale jumps out of the water, it's called breaching. It can grow up to 52 feet long and weigh up to 50 tons. It might be white or gray or black, and most have patches of white. The patches are different on each whale. They're kind of like a whale's fingerprints." I paused and cleared my throat. Then I said, "I saw a small one last summer. In fact, I touched him."